And in fact, the next guest I need to bring in is becoming a bit of a repeat offender on my program, I have to say. We can't get enough of his attitude of hope and of courage and of dedication. So it's hello again to Greg Burtish, big wave surfer, lifesaver, founder of the Shark Spotter program, and someone who himself has known many, many days in hospital. Greg, welcome back. It's great to have you with us again.
Oh, great to be here, Pippa. Thank you.
For the sake of those who might have missed earlier interviews we've done with you, I want to start by just setting the scene here. That you need to know that in the year 2000, Greg picked up a rare tropical bacteria that attacked his heart valves. And over the course of the next 7 years, he spent more than 200 days in hospital. He underwent two sessions of open heart surgery. He had setbacks with a number of reinfections. It was a really long, hard slog back to health. And Greg, it's an experience that changed your life completely.
Yeah, that totally changed my life. It's a bit like those, you know, you always hear about people who have these like moments and these awakenings. And I sort of, in retrospect now, I realize that was mine. And I think, you know, I go and talk at a lot of schools and talk to a lot of kids about all sorts of things, from just being marginalized, bullied, coming from poor backgrounds. And then obviously in hospitals, kids being sick and afflicted with these terrible symptoms and operations and life-threatening things that they have to face. And, you know, I can get down to the level because I've been there. And it's an amazing, I suppose it's a gift that I've only realized now that I've been given because of this and because of what I went through at the time. And while I fought over the 7 years that I was in and out of hospital, I felt it at times, and I felt this euphoria that I wanted to help people. Mm. But then every time I was sick again, that subsides again, and you actually just want to get away from it all and run away from the health problems. And yeah, it's an amazing thing, and I'm loving what I'm doing.
That's fantastic. Now, we spoke to you a while back about the little optimist. And for those of you who don't know sailing, what you need to know is that an optimist barely qualifies as an adult boat. It's kind of like it's intended for younger sailors. I don't think most sailors carry on sailing an optimist past sort of 14 or 15, Greg. What prompted you, as a grown strapping man well past that age, to take on a mammoth sail in an optimist around the Cape of Storms? Just remind us.
Yeah, the Optimist, for those of you who don't know, it's called the bathtub boat, and it's for kids under 50 kilograms and 15 years of age. And basically all sailors who learned as kids probably learned an Optimist. So it's an amazing little boat that shouldn't be a boat. And that's my whole moral of the story, that, you know, we grew up sailing this tiny little boat in crazy winds and having crazy adventures in this little boat. And I remember saying to my dad way back in the 80s, when I was like 10 years old or something, that I wanted to sail an Optimist from Cape Town to Longobon. And my dad was very philosophical and always full of positive and optimistic things to say. And he said, well, that's an amazing dream. You go out there and do it one day. And I think it only really came back to me after I had my life-threatening situations and found myself in hospital and realizing that, you know, that is a childhood dream. And it sort of kicked it into gear. And I thought, I'm going to use this little boat to, when I do help people one day, I'm going to find a way of using this little boat to get the message across to kids. And it's a great metaphor and a great tool to show kids that a little boat with a big heart, like a little kid with a big heart, can literally do anything they put their mind to.
You've now turned the experience into a storybook for children, which echoes that message of never giving up, of believing in yourself, that you're not ever too young, too small to try. How's the book doing, and what's your hope for where this book goes, Greg?
Yeah, look, it's an amazing little book, and you know, I'm very proud of it. It's a lot of hard work. Did a lot of it, had to fund it myself and publish it myself, because what we do is we give a free book away for every book that we sell. Another one is donated to a sick or needy child, and we've just had it translated, thanks to ST Communications, who helped me out into Xhosa and Afrikaans, so we can get it into the Cape Flats, into the townships, into the homes and orphanages, for the kids that really need these books to read or have it read to in their native tongues. So it is amazing. And now we just try to find clever ways of getting people to buy it, because all kids will get the message here. And it's about a little person, whether you're not good at sport or not so good at school, or you haven't got much money, you come from a poor background, who can see themselves in that. And I was an insecure, bullied child. So I've been through that, and that's where my message is coming out and quite strong now when I talk at schools. And I can see these kids that were very similar to me, and I just want them to see that a little person who might not be flourishing right now, they've got a big heart and they've got a passion and belief, and they can become and do anything they want. And Mujahid is you heard the passion he talked about in his rugby, and that he defines what I'm trying to do, because I'm now creating these little boats, and we're getting these optimists donated by all sorts of kind people. And we're going to create a great optimist race, and we're going to have adults sell and raise money for kids, and we're going to create fleets of these little optimists and get kids out of hospital, out of the townships, out of the Cape Flats to come and learn and learn a skill and find a passion, hopefully, like Mujahid did with his rugby. And how look where that took him, and that that is something that probably got him out of hospital and recovering, and even as an adult later on, because you know you can slip back into negative thoughts very easily. You know, oh, I've got these burns, and I can't do what other kids did. But look what he's done. He's had this passion and this desire to become a rugby player, and it's got in there. And I guarantee you, he fought harder for that position because of what he'd been through.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. And I want these kids to see the same and to experience the same thing.
That's fantastic. I know you've partnered with Santa Shoebox with the book this year, Greg. How else can listeners get hold of a copy?
It's amazing. That Santa Shoebox, amazing project, as you know, building these shoeboxes full of amazing little presents and toiletries and educational gifts to get out to thousands and thousands of kids around the country. And we've partnered with them, and thank you very much to them. Very proud. And they're suggesting helping put a book inside each of their Santa Shoeboxes. And for every book that you buy, either for yourself, you buy one for yourself or your kids, we then donate a book to the needy children. If you buy one for the children, then they actually get two, because we donate one free as well.
Fantastic.
So that's the amazing thing. That can all be obviously done via Santa's Shoebox website, but actually it'll kick a link through to the littleoptimist.org, and there you can see the shop and the Santa's Shoebox. Click through, and you can order your many books through that. And we'd like to challenge people, you know, and businesses as well, to go and, you know, if you can give a present to your staff or your family members of the Little Optimist, and know that, and tell them that in them getting that and receiving that gift, that and actually another gift is being given to a sick or needy child. I think that's the greatest gift of all.
Mm.
And what I actually want to do is, now that the radio station's here as well, I want to come and read the book on air.
Oh, what a great idea.
In two languages I can cope with. The third, Ndifunda ukuthetha isiXhosa. I am learning my Xhosa,
well,
but it's a every day. So it's not too, I'm not quite there to read my book, but I think I've got to step up to the plate now and see that I can read it in three languages. And I'd love to do that on air. And then I actually want to challenge, it's just come to me now, I want to challenge like people out there. I actually want to challenge businesses out there, because there are about 200, 250 beds in this hospital. And actually my goal has always been to get 5,000 books by Christmas into the sick and needy's hands. So I want to challenge people to actually buy books for the kids in hospital. I would love to come here every month, like let's say October, November, December, and hand out 200 books to every kid in their native language, was as close to anyway, and put their name in it, because that's something that will really, really mean something to a kid. And this is the kind of book that they'll hang on to, and it'll help them get out of hospital quicker. And if we can get some corporates to do that, that would be amazing, because, yeah, I mean, what a Christmas present. You know, they can take the whole month of October or November and sponsor the kids, and we'll donate a second book as well, which is amazing.
I hope they do that in great numbers. Greg, just by way of closing, I can't let you go without saying a thank you to you for the contribution you've made at this hospital. You may recall that besides his crazy surfing, sailing exploits, one of the other things we've spoken to Greg about regularly was his project to get the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital repainted for its 60th birthday. She's looking glamorous, and she's looking like a lady again, Greg. Well done for the success of that project, and thanks for all that you did.
Thanks, Pippa. Yeah, it was a huge project. And I must thank Dr. McCausey, who was in here. You know, there's so much red tape. Dr. McCausey, the Heritage Association, the Children's Hospital Trust, the City Engineers, City Health, Warwick Wealth, who helped fund the whole thing, and Vertical Logic, who put their whole teams up on this hospital, which was way longer than they thought it would ever be, and bigger, for 3 months, all, you know, and Plascon. I have to thank them all, because, and then the City of Cape Town, people just donated money and came in and helped. It was unbelievable, and yep, it's done.
Fantastic. Greg Burtish, lovely to have you with us again. www.littleoptimist.org is the site to visit if you'd like to buy some books and sponsor some books for the hospital, and we hope that happens in big numbers.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Thanks, Kate Town.
Thanks, Greg, for being with us.